Education and how much the state should pay for it was once again at the New Hampshire Supreme Court today.
In this case, and for the past 25 years, they have substantially underfunded, okay, with promises that they're going to fix it next year, next year, next year, next year, next year.
Michael Tierney, arguing for the Conval School District in Peterborough and multiple other districts, says the state is not meeting its constitutional obligation to fund an adequate education for all students. NHPR's Sarah Gibson has long been examining New Hampshire's debates on education funding through our reporting series, Adequate, and she's with me now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So first, you were at today's hearing. What was it like?
Well, because of COVID guidelines, there was a limited number of both press and people involved in the lawsuit who were allowed in the courtroom. On the one side, you had press and then several superintendents of the districts that are filing this lawsuit, the largest being Conval and Peterborough. And then on the other side, you have supporters of the state, including some Republican lawmakers. And each side had 20 minutes to answer justices' questions. So after about a year and a half, a very short amount of time to basically prove their point to the Supreme Court.
And what were the main arguments on either side?
The plaintiffs, the districts, are saying they're not attacking the definition itself of an adequate education. They're saying that based on the state's definition, which is in statutes, the state is failing to pay for an adequate education. Basically, its funding formula is flawed. The base kind of per pupil amount that the state sends to districts is around $3,600, definitely more than that for differentiated aid if the child is low income or if the student is learning English language or special ed. But the districts say it should be actually closer to $10,000 just to cover what the state itself says is an adequate education. The state didn't really take too much time defending the existing funding system. Dan Wills, the Solicitor General defending the state, basically said this should be dismissed or go back to the trial court, largely on technical grounds, not on substance. And he was saying there's, you know, no proof that these districts have given us that they can't necessarily pay for an adequate education with what the state gives them. This, to many, felt almost farcical that school districts would be able to pay and cover their cost of an adequate education just with about $3,600 per pupil. And a justice, in fact, raised this.
Is it the state's position that an adequate education can be provided for the base adequacy amount?
Your Honor, the state's position is that the statute sets forth a base adequacy amount. To the extent that there's a plaintiff out there, including these plaintiffs, who say that they cannot provide an adequate education based on that amount, they bear the burden of proof that constitutional right has been deprived.
So this lawsuit was filed before the pandemic. How has the pandemic affected this?
Well, you know, one of the justices, Hans Marconi, actually brought this up. She said, we don't really know what education is going to look like. COVID is a great example of the ways in which just the very nature of a school day, of whether or not you go into a building, is being challenged. And here's what she said.
There's a decision today, but how does one keep up with changes in the cost items? We have COVID, people are doing remote learning, there may be fewer buildings. I mean, things are going to change and this number will not be static.
So she was basically saying, isn't this kind of a budgetary issue that is going to constantly be evolving that the legislature needs to deal with? And Michael Tierney, who's representing the district, said, sure it is. Lawmakers are actually required to be examining the funding formula every 10 years, and they're just not doing that well enough.
So what's the court's next step from here?
There are a number of steps. I've been hearing that we shouldn't expect a ruling any earlier than kind of the end of this year or early next. The Supreme Court could just throw this whole case out, or they could rule that the plaintiffs are right, that the state is not fulfilling its constitutional obligation to fund an adequate education, and that lawmakers need to come up with a solution ASAP. Or they could send it back to the lower court, the trial court, and there could be a trial. And, you know, for anyone who's been following this, there actually hasn't been a trial, a time for discovery, a time, you know, when we have witnesses on the stand in this pretty important case. And so what could happen, you know, at the request of both the state and the districts is that we get a real trial back in Cheshire Court.
Meanwhile, the legislature has been working on the education funding problem through a committee, even during the pandemic. What progress has that committee made?
they've made a fair amount of progress. Just as a reminder to listeners, before the pandemic, before the recession, there was a lot of appetite for basically rethinking the funding formula because, you know, as we heard, 3,600 plus a couple thousand, depending on the kind of financial state of the district, isn't a lot to cover what typically is about $19,000 per pupil worth of education costs. And so there was a discussion to basically look at the formula again. Education costs are rising every single year. By many accounts, student equity inequity is increasing, and New Hampshire is more reliant on local property taxpayers than any other state to fund its education system. So people came together, and they've been basically saying, how should we fund education? The very questions raised by this lawsuit. And there's a draft report from a team of independent analysts. And by early December, we should be getting a kind of final set of recommendations from this commission. And they are hopeful that the recommendations will be taken up by the legislature next year.
NHPR Sarah Gibson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And you can find a lot of useful reporting on education funding on our website if you look for our Adequate series at nhpr.org. NHPR is also looking closely at the impact of the coronavirus on schools this year, and we want to hear from you. Look for COVID and the classroom and let us know what you're experiencing. Again, the website, nhpr.org.